Welcome to the third hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here's Tracy. Enjoy the show.
One, two, three, four, one.
Say you love me, yes, you say that you do. If you really love me, why can't you be true? Oh, you look like an angel, but you're not one I know. Excuse me, but you know that it's so. You're always flirting with someone on the sly. Ain't your conscience hurting from the way that you lie? You got a cheating heart, sweetheart, and you'll deny it, I know. Excuse me, but you know that it's so. Yes, you know that it's so, love. Yes, you know that it's so. Full of stories, that's the books on the shelf. But your little stories, no one but yourself. Oh, you look like an angel, but you're not one I know. Excuse me, but you know that it's so. Stories, that's the books on the shelf. But your little stories, no one but yourself. Oh, you look like an angel, but you're not one I know. Excuse me, but you know that it's so. Excuse me, but you know that it's so. But you know that it's so.
She put him out like the burning end of a midnight cigarette. She broke his heart. Spent his whole life trying to forget. We watched him drink his pain away a little at a time, but he never could get drunk enough to get her off his mind until the night he put that bottle to his head. Time it was bigger than the strength he had to get up off his knees. We found him with his face down in the pillow, with a note that said, I love her till I die. And when we buried him beneath the willow, sang a whiskey lullaby. La 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 la
Sure can. Hi, Tracy. How are you?
I'm doing just great.
Me too. Hey, I was wondering if you might be able to play Guy Clark's My Favorite Picture of You, please.
I'll do it for you.
I sure appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
Clark for you on the Hits Radio program. We had a request earlier in the program for little Jerry Lee Lewis, Touching Home, and I finally came across that.
Today I can feel touching home.
Today pain became a real life hurting thing.
Why men have a say, what can I do with this?
I'll do it for you tonight.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Toodaloo.
Now, me and Liz was out on our first date. We were sitting in a red light having to wait. This old boy walked up with a big possum grin and just opened the car door and got right in. And I thought, what kind of deal is this? Now, you know the thing that was getting me the most was the way this old boy seemed to feel his oats. He was really getting under my skin, just sitting over there with that big stupid grin. And I thought, what kind of deal is this? So I got to wondering about this friend of Liz, and I figured in a minute she'd tell me who he is. As we drove along, I thought, man, oh man, 'cause me and him and Liz was all three holding hands, and I thought, what kind of deal is this? Now, I ain't too smart, but I can still see that this whole deal looked all fouled up to me. So I thought I better stop it. It's going too far, 'cause she was hugging me and he was hugging her. And boy, I thought, what kind of deal is this? Well, I know it wasn't right, but what could I say? So I thought I'd let it go along that way. But pretty soon I knowed I was out on a limb, 'cause I couldn't kiss her without kissing him. I thought, what kind of deal is this? So I stopped the car and I says, now look here, Liz, you better tell me who this guy is. She says, well, I don't know him. I thought it was your friend. I said, well, if you don't know him, what's he doing in here then? What kind of deal is this? So I grabbed him by the collar and I pulled him from the car and I says, man, I ain't never seen nobody like you are. How come you pull these kind of jokes? He says, well, sometimes it works and sometimes it don't. And I thought, what kind of deal is this? Well, I drawed back my fist to hit him in the face and he broke loose and outrun a snake. Now here I stand just looking at Liz and both of us wondering who this guy is. Now, what kind of deal do you think this is? If you find out, I wish you'd let me know, 'cause boy, I ain't never been so fouled up in all my life, and this will go down.
Boy, this is going to go down in history. There's Johnny Wright for you. Of course, Johnny Wright, longtime husband of the great Kitty Wells, the queen of country music. I was thinking about Kitty's version of this great classic song earlier today. I thought I'd play it for you tonight. Here's Talk Back, Trembling Lips. Kitty Wells, all-time greatest in the history of country music, female singers right there. One called Talk Back, Trembling Lips. I learned so much from Kitty Wells and Johnny Wright through the years and was very honored to get a chance to travel with them a lot and on the bus, the Kitty Hawk bus, and go to a lot of shows with them. They were always so kind. Every time we'd take bus tours to Nashville, they'd always do a show for us up there at the Nashville Nightlife or the Palace or one of those places. And I just always had to call, and boy, they were there. Even came out and visited with the bus tours and had lunch with us or dinner with us, and just two of the finest in the business. Kitty Wells. And good to hear from Gerald and Ernestine Mitchum. And they're listening to us on knelradio.com tonight in Wallace, Idaho. And I appreciate them being tuned in tonight. Ask me if I'd play this old song from Stonewall Jackson. And I'm happy to do it. Here's one called Troubling Me, going all the way up to Idaho tonight.
Troubling me must be half brother. Troubling me are next of kin. Any place that things are happening, troubling me, we walk right in. Met a cute girl at a party, looked at me with roguish eyes, and I thought at last I'd found her. She's dreaming just my size. But a man big as a mountain said, just let my sweetheart be. That's the story of my lifetime. Where there's trouble in me. Trouble in me must be half brother. Trouble in me are next of kin. Any place that things are happening, trouble in me, we walk right in. Went to drive so I'd forget her. Yes, I turned my hot rod loose. Big policeman pulled me over. Spent the night in Calaboose. I got out, looked for my hot rod, glad that I'd last free. Finance man had just possessed it. Where there's trouble in me. Trouble in me must be half brothers. Trouble in me are next of kin. Any place that things are happening, trouble in me, we walk right in. Then a young gal bawled me over. We got married by and by. I was sure I'd found the answer with a love that couldn't die. She soon went back to her mommy, packed her duds and set me free. I just sit and keep on wondering what comes next for trouble in me. Trouble in me must be half brothers. Trouble in me are next of kin. Any place that things are happening, trouble in me, we walk right in. Any place that things are happening, trouble in me, we walk right in.
With our recent purchase of the former Cornerstone Storage facility at 215 Lynn Gavitt Street in Brady, Pidcock Storage now has 5 locations throughout the Brady area, serving you with over 275 storage units in various sizes. For all of your storage needs, call Pidcock Storage at 325-456-KEYS. That's 456-KEYS, now serving you with 5 locations in Brady.
Big balls in Cowtown, we'll dance.
One for Benny, Fred, and Cordelia Kaufman over there in Menard, Texas tonight. A little tune called Big Balls in Cowtown from the great Bob Wills. Boy, they had a big blowout at the Bob Wills Festival this past week out in Turkey, Texas. I know everyone was thoroughly entertained and enjoyed some great music as well. We were in Marshfield, Missouri last week for the Cherry Blossom Festival, and I was honored that they had us up there to MC that particular event for the fine folks at the Marshfield, Missouri Chamber of Commerce and the Marshfield Cherry Blossom Committee. Such a beautiful town. We love that little town of Marshfield, Missouri. It's only about 7,000 population, but people come from all over for that event. And it's so much fun, and it's always good to be able to spend time and see the great T. Graham Brown. It was so funny because, of course, T. Graham is not used to seeing us up in Missouri, and I was backstage there getting ready to start the show whenever he came in. He and Sheila came in, and he was kind of surprised to see that we were there, and it was a good surprise. One of my favorite people in this business is the great T. Graham Brown.
Don't worry if it troubles your mind. 'Cause it'll all wash away, girl, in the river of time. If you need a shoulder, I'll be around. Rose that's blooming, and I want to treat you
I'm afraid someone will pick my flower, and it makes it doggone tough on me. Makes it doggone tough on me.
Single girls, no men allowed, it said. The rumor had it that if a gentleman was willing to pay a fee, he could always go down to Nancy Ann's for some feminine company. Now one night in June in the bedded room, I was chalking up with a friend. He was set to break when through the door old Leo James ran in. There's a fire that just broke out, he yelled, and it's down at Nancy Ann's. So we dropped our cue sticks on the floor and down the street we ran. Though the flames were hot and the smoke was thick, not a single life was lost, and the reason for the blaze was never found. But it long will be remembered in our local history as the fire that nearly scandalized the town. The night Miss Nancy Ann's hotel for single girls burned down. When we got to the place, the front was ablaze, and so was the second floor. So we crossed the track, went around to the back, and stopped at the alley door. We was catching our breath when that door flew open and knocked poor Leo flat. And out through the smoke ran Mayor Will, wearing nothing but a black silk hat. And right behind him with his shirt tail afire came our local chief of police. Then the banker Jones with the red-headed girl he'd always said was his niece. Then I spied Miss Nancy Ann herself helping someone out of the fire, her arm around the red bald head of old Judge McIntyre. A deacon, a dentist, a deputy sheriff, and one state congressman. A county physician, the city mortician, out through the flames they ran. A grand parade of girls and gowns and half-clad gentlemen. Out through the heat of smoke that reeked of French perfume and gin. Well, the flames were hot and the smoke was thick, not a single life was lost. And the reason for the blaze was never found. But it long will be remembered in our local history as the fire that nearly scandalized the town. The night Miss Nancy Ann's hotel for single girls burned down.
The night Miss Nancy Ann's hotel for single girls burned down.
Everybody was out of that girl's hotel by the time the roof caved in. And we were heading back to the billiard hall when Leo turned to my friend. He said, I believe that's the funniest show that I've ever seen in town. The so-called elite caught out in the street with their pompous purity down. Though the flames were hot and the smoke was thick, not a single life was lost. And the reason for the blaze was never found. But it long will be remembered in our local history as the fire that nearly scandalized the town. The night Miss Nancy Ann's hotel for single girls burned down.
Tracy, can you play Johnny Rodriguez? Which one was it? This time I'm not fooling.
I'm sorry, what's the name of the song again?
This time I'm not fooling.
Oh, fooling, sure. Yeah, we'll do it for you.
And can you put Mike Torres' picture on the window?
Sure, I'll do it for you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I was fooling when I said I'd always love you. Just fooling when I said that I'd be true. Now you're gone, there's an aching that I can't seem to lose. And I wonder, was I ever fooling you? And now that I realize I can't have you, it's finally dawned on me just who the fool could be. But this time, believe me, I'm not fooling you. I just can't talk my heart into unloving. Dawned on me just who the fool could be. But this time, believe me, I'm not fooling you. I just can't talk my heart into unloving. And when
night, and I need someone to hold me tight. I just look at you, and darling, you'll be there. Since you've gone away and left me, I think about with me in the mirror of my mind. And if ever you should change your plans, I'll be waiting for your call. But till that day, I'll be okay with your picture on the wall.
My buddy Frank Torres for you, one called Picture on the Wall. Good to hear from my friend Gay Stevens tonight. She's tuned in with us, and I appreciate that a lot. She asked me to play this old Chuck Hancock song that I'm happy to do. I say old. It's actually off of Chuck's latest CD. Great CD. Chuck is a great country singer from Georgia, and it's always a pleasure to get to be around him and to see him and get to hear him perform. Here's a song he recorded called She Just Don't Tell Me Why. Here's Chuck Hancock.
I may never know the reason for things that happened long ago. If she decides to talk about it, I'll be the second one to know. I can't mend her broken pieces. I may not know just what to say, but I can be there when she's crying, and I can wipe her tears away. She don't tell me why she's crying. We don't talk about the past. It's like a part of her is dying, but she don't say, and I won't ask. I just wrap my arms around her. I know exactly what to do when she don't tell me why she's crying. I just hold her till she's through. Never ask her any questions. It wouldn't change things if I knew. And I can't say what gets it started. I guess sometimes she gets the blues. I wanna be the one she leans on when her broken wings can't fly. The lucky man who gets to be there to hold his angel when she cries. She don't tell me why she's crying. No, we don't talk about the past. It's like a part of her is dying. Oh, she don't say, and I won't ask. I just wrap my arms around her. tell me why she's crying. I just hold her till she's through. When she don't tell me why she's crying, I just hold her till she's through.
Songs of the Cherokee Cowboy. There's one from the great Curtis Potter and Willie Nelson for you. I love that song and love the way those two guys do it. They certainly blend well together. Two great voices in country music. Here's one from Loretta. This is actually off of Loretta's first album. Here's one called Heartache Meet Mr. Blues.
Well, here I am with my head Dooley was a good old man, lived below the mill. Dooley had two daughters and a 40-gallon still. One gal watched the boiler, the other watched the spout. Mama corked the bottles when old Dooley fetched them out. Dooley slipping up the holler, Dooley trying to make a dollar. Dooley, give me a swaller and I'll pay you back someday. The revenuers came for him, slipping through the woods. Dooley was a trader when in the town he'd come. Sugar by the bushel and molasses by the ton. Dooley slipping up the holler, Dooley trying to make a dollar. Dooley, give me a swaller and I'll pay you back someday. I remember very well the day old Dooley died. The women folk felt sorry and the men stood around and cried. That Dooley's on the mountain, he lies there all alone. They put a jug beside him and a barrel for a stone. Dooley slipping up the holler, Dooley trying to make a dollar. Dooley, give me a swaller and I'll pay you back someday. Dooley slipping up the holler, Dooley trying to make a dollar. Dooley,
thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.